Beowulf told of the strange animals that made their homes in that dark lake. He told also of the piles of gold and silver which lay in the cave. But I touched nothing of the treasure. Not for gold did I go down into that dark lake, but to save the people of this land, he said. At these words, the Danes shouted and cheered in their love for this brave hero. Never had men heard such a story as this which Beowulf told. "O Beowulf," said the king, "you are a true warrior. Your name shall be known everywhere for your brave battles." Then Hrothgar commanded that a feast be prepared. Beowulf sat at the king's right hand, and all were happy. Now everyone could enter the beautiful hall without fear. Beowulf's return to his home. Beowulf's work in the land of the Danes was now done, and he was eager to return home. Calling his warriors, he went with them to the king to say farewell, and to thank him for the rich gifts he had given them. "If ever again I can help you, my lord, I will come to you with joy," said Beowulf. The old king thanked Beowulf and gave him more beautiful gifts than before.